Now today, we're beginning a new life group semester. All stuff is kicking off on Wednesdays. You heard Pastor Mark say, Catalyst Youth, Kids City, and life groups all begin this week. And it's an exciting time for new beginnings as the fall kicks off. You know, I know all you teachers are excited about getting back in your classrooms. Yeah, I know that. And I know all... I know all you kids are excited about two-a-days and band camp and all the stuff you're doing, but hey, it's time to get back in a rhythm of life, and God is always good to give us new opportunities, and so this summer's been fun and exciting, and a lot of time for people to develop time with your family and go on vacation and do those things, but when the fall kicks off, we get to jump back into the ministry really in a powerful way, and every one of us at Harvest are called to be in the ministry together. It's not for staff people or special people. It's for all the people of Harvest Christian Fellowship. God is calling us to release life into people and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So did you realize that one of the greatest needs in our culture is people need a place to connect? They need a place to belong. So we're going to spend a few weeks in this series called A Place to Belong. You know, there's like these hierarchy of human needs, right? You kind of got food and shelter and clothing and all that. But once those needs are met, there are legitimate emotional, spiritual needs that people have. And so one of the greatest needs in our culture is that place to belong. We want and we long to connect with other people, to be known, to be noticed, and to be accepted and to be loved. And so at Harvest, we want to help people find just that, not just to be known, but to be known in community, better said, in the body of Christ, that we would all get to connect. Like we saw in the video just a few minutes ago with Anthony and Jerrica, how life-giving relationships are there for us, but we have to go and intentionally plug ourselves into a group and find those relationships. God wants to bless you this semester by growing you deeper in your faith. You know, this need to belong isn't new. I mean, even in the early church in the book of Acts, we see that people needed a place to belong. I want you to use your imagination with me for a minute. If you go all the way back to the early church, Jesus died, he rose again, he went into heaven, and he told the disciples to go and to wait. And so they did. They waited in what was called an upper room. And they were really fearful for their lives because they had given everything to follow Jesus. Now Jesus leaves, but he promises them that the Holy Spirit will come to them. And guess what happened as they were praying and waiting in the upper room? It said the Spirit came like a rushing wind and tongues of fire rested upon them. Are y'all with me? Are you imagining this? This is an exciting thing that happened. And then guess what happened? They went from fear and isolationism and being locked in an upper room, they burst through the doors, ran out into the streets, and began to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone who could hear. It was an amazing supernatural event. The Bible says they were speaking in unknown tongues, but when they spoke, people understood the gospel of Jesus in their own language. Can you imagine that moment? It's crazy. The only person who knew what was going on that day was the Holy Spirit. Everybody else was like, what is happening? This is cool. And Peter, of all people, stands up in that crowd, in the crowded city of Jerusalem. Peter, the one who had denied Christ three times, who should have been ashamed, but no, Jesus had visited him and taken his shame away. And he steps up in the power of the Holy Spirit, proclaims the gospel, and 3,000 people get saved in one day. Wow! Now, that's what happened. And then... It was cool, man. Y'all are with me now. I feel that. And you know what we get hung up on sometimes? We think we need to be real organized. We think we have to have all our ducks in a row. There were no ducks in a row on the day of Pentecost. No, but the Holy Spirit had all of his ducks in a row. He released his power. The word of God went forth. People got saved. And we pick up the story in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. And all these people who got saved needed a place to belong. And here's what we pick up in verse 46. Day by day, they were continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. Now, let me modernize that. For us today, in the temple would be what we're doing right now. Big church, coming on Sunday, worshiping together. And then house to house would be life groups in people's homes. And so it says they were continuing this day by day in unity of mind in the temple and from house to house. They were taking meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day. Check this out. Those who were being saved. Now, I hope you can catch the principle, catch the plan, the vision. This is simple. He said they did two easy things. They came to church and they went to life group, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Does that not sound like an awesome plan? I don't know how to organize church, but I know how to show up and worship, and I know how to come to your house and eat a meal. God could bless that kind of activity. It don't take a rocket science, a theologian, or a PhD to understand. We got two things to do, church. Show up on Sunday and come to life group and watch God do his handiwork. Because people need a place to belong. You need a place to belong. I know there's people here go, you know, I've been in life groups like me. 23 years I've been doing life group. Man, I still love life group because I still want to connect and share life. And I'll tell you in just a minute part of my story why life groups are so meaningful to me, because I found real transformation in those small groups. But I'll tell you, some of you here are going, yeah, here's another message on life groups. They're trying to run that program and get everybody to do it. You know what? Hey, I'm not running any program. I want life to be distributed through the body. I want to see Jesus, the Lord, add to our number day by day, those who are being saved. Now, check this out. I had a blessing of getting to go on vacation the other week with my family. I was so blessed to get to do that. And normally when one of the staff members go on vacation, we try not to send texts or calls. We try to give them time with their family. But this amazing thing happened. Over 4 days, day by day, people were getting saved. Did you know I'm trying to have vacation and these guys are blowing up my phone because they're going, hey, another one got saved. Hey, another one got saved. And you know what? Didn't bother me at all, because that's what my life is about. People receive, in 1 week, four people got saved. 1, 2, 3, 4. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those are our office days. I'm going, that's easy. We're just showing up, being who we are, doing what we do. And the Lord is adding to our number day by day. Don't you want to be a part of that? Come on. Don't you want to see people get saved in your living room? Don't you want to see people filled with the Spirit at your house? Don't you want to see people go free from bondage in your living room? I love it when people get touched in my house. I'll never forget a young man sitting in my office with me at my house, and he got delivered from a lifelong addiction. We prayed over him. The power of God came upon him, and boom, he's a different man. Don't you want to be part of something like that? Sunday morning's great. I love it here. I love coming to church. It's part of what we do. It's a fantastic part of the two-winged equation, right? You got an eagle, got to have two wings. Sunday morning and life group. We're going to soar, baby. But if you're going to get in a life group, church, you're going to have to be intentional. Because you know what? I'm already back in the swing of things. I watched volleyball on Saturday. and I'm about to start watching football, and I'm about to start watching this and doing that, and my wife's back at school, and all the stuff is happening, isn't it? But in the middle of that, God wants to place you in a life-giving group who loves you, who accepts you, who breathes life into you, and then you not only receive, but you give life to them, and you feel the power of the kingdom of God, and you become an instrument of light and love and power in a dark world. Whew, golly, I love this stuff. Sunday mornings are fun. Sunday mornings are great, but we do life groups because church is more than just Sunday morning. Did you realize it's hard to have a meaningful conversation at church? I've probably talked to over 100 people, just myself today, and here's how the conversation goes. Hey, how's it going? Your week going? Yeah, everything's going great, man. It's good to see you. God bless you. I mean, we meant it. It was real. It was authentic. We embraced. I usually have makeup all over my suit coats because I hug everybody. Somebody tries to shake my hand and say, hey, I'm really into hugging, not shaking. Come on, just hug me. And that's the warmth that we have at Harvest Christian Fellowship. Man, we have a wonderful place. The worship is awesome. I personally think the preaching is over the top. I mean, like Pastor Gabe when he was up here last week, and Pastor Lee and those guys. And what a friendly environment. What a great worship team. And we even do coffee at church. Hear, hear. Man, I'm telling you, Sunday morning's great, but it's only part of the equation. If you're attracted to what we do here, I promise you, you will love being a part of one of our life groups. Life groups are designed to help us grow at a deeper level. They help us connect with other people at a deeper level. They're here to help us discover what genuine biblical community is all about. Life groups help us find that place to belong because, church, let me tell you, we all need a place to belong. I talked about some of you people who have been here a long time, longer than me even. You go, you know, I've been there, I've done that, and I got the t-shirt. I don't think I have to go to life group anymore. No, you don't. I just need you to lead one. Look around the room. There's people here who have not got to experience what you were so privileged to experience at life group. The community, the love, the acceptance, the grace. You know, in John 10:10, Jesus made a really powerful statement. He contrasted himself and the work of Satan. He said, the thief, Satan, comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And then he pauses and he says, but I, Jesus, came that you might have life and life abundantly. Do you know how the best way I know how to describe abundant life would be not just a glass of water, but a glass of water that continually overflows? You have life being poured into you, and you have so much more than enough. It's running out your ears. And you got so much to give away. And that's what Jesus said. I came to give you life. Think about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Wouldn't you love to have an overflowing abundance of that kind of life? That's what Jesus promises every believer. And I'm telling you, there's no better place in Plainview, Texas, in the surrounding area, to find that abundant life than in your living room at Life Group. Jesus has promised to give you life, but the Bible also teaches that we must seek after God. And I'm telling you, if you want to seek God, don't just come to church. Come to Life Group, and you will find the power of life in Christ. Some of you are still going, now what are you talking about? Life Group, let's give some definition. It's a small group of people that meet together to build friendships, to encourage one another to become fully devoted followers of Christ. That's our mission at Harvest Christian Fellowship. Making disciples of Christ who then make disciples of Christ. We say it, making disciples who make his way known. And that's what we're here for. Life groups are designed to help you develop the kind of friendships that will help you truly walk out your discipleship. Now, a life group, this is the one that got me years ago. When I was a young man, this definition got me. A life group is a place where you learn to love 10 or 12 people more than yourself. That is the beauty of life group. When you show up on Wednesday night in one of these groups, what you're going to find is about 10 or 12, sometimes 30 or 40, depending on which group. Ideally, 10 or 12 people who are there to love you. They're there to serve you. They're there to pour out the grace and goodness of God into you. That's the only reason they came. And then in giving, we receive. And the more mature among us understand, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I can tell you this. Can we be honest this morning? I've been doing life groups for 23 years. If I didn't intentionally make a decision to show up to group, I would veg on my couch on Wednesday night. Because guess what? I got a job too. I work all day just like you. We all have a reason not to go unless we understand the principle of Jesus. I came to give you abundant life, and I am here to give that life to the people of this church. So guess what? I don't miss life group. I show up. And I ask the Lord to fill me because I know there's people coming who've never got to experience what I've been so privileged to know and experience for all these years. A life group's a place to make friends, share life and community. So this week we're getting started Wednesday night. I'm just going to encourage you to pick up one of these life group directories. If you'll look through it, you cannot help but fall in love with these beautiful faces. I mean, look, man, page 11, page 10. These are good-looking folks. That's just the page I turned to. I want to go to everybody's group. I like these people. I know all these people personally. I wish I could go and hang out with them this Wednesday night, and I hope you will make a decision today. I'm going to rearrange my life, and I'm going to follow the admonition to just go for it and get in a life group so I can experience the fullness. And then someday, I'll be ready to give it away too, and I can help do life group. The reality is, though, church got to be intentional about building these kind of relationships. It's not going to happen by accident. You are not going to just close your eyes and float into a life group. It ain't working like that. You're going to have to put it on your calendar, make a plan with your wife, make a plan with your kids. Here's the best deal ever. You got free childcare from 0 to 12th grade. Birth to 12th grade, there's a place for your whole family to be ministered to. It's not just childcare, it's ministry. I wish you could be a part of our kids' city. Those kids worship, they learn the word of God, they serve one another. I mean, it is a great thing. I get to help with youth from time to time. And it is an amazing thing to watch over 100 kids in this room lifting their hands to Jesus and worshiping and knowing as a mom and dad, I'm out there in group and my kids are getting a full dose of God tonight too. It is a perfect plan from my perspective. We all need to connect. We all need a place to belong. Life groups at Harvest Christian Fellowship are designed to do just that. And I hope and pray that you will take the time, the energy, and the initiative to connect this semester. So that's my admonition. It's my request. That's my earnest prayer and desire that every one of you would make a choice. The challenge comes in taking the next step because Wednesday's in 2 days. Monday, Tuesday, and the third day is Wednesday. And life is happening. Your business is happening. Your kids are doing stuff. You're going crazy. You got to make a plan this morning. I'm going to be in life group Wednesday night. I want to encourage you to intentionally make plans today to get involved in a life group this semester. I'll promise you this, you won't regret connecting with the passionate people of Harvest Christian Fellowship. So, kind of wrap this up here this morning. You know, life groups changed my life. When I got here in 1995, I had a really shiny exterior and a pretty dark interior. I knew how to look good and say all the right things, but I had lost my way. Been in church all my life, and God invited me here through a special person who asked me to come to this church. And so I came, and I had a group of men that invited me into a life group. I remember a guy named Jeff who opened up his home every week. for a bunch of hairy-legged men just to walk in and be themselves. And I remember a guy named Lane who led that group. And the challenge in that group was to get real. Be honest. Open your heart. Share your story and find the freedom to overcome that only Christ can bring. And I remember sitting there and listening and going, I want to be a part of this, but ain't no way I'm talking about what's going on in here. And then I'd hear another guy the next week share his testimony. And I'd watch them pray for each other. And finally, one day, the bubble burst. I said, I got to tell you guys what's really going on with me. And here it comes. There was some darkness in there. You know what I found? My fear was I would be rejected. What I found was I was accepted. I was loved. I was prayed for. And because of that, I found the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome my darkness. I'll never forget one Wednesday night at Mark and Kathy's house. Julie and I were married. We were young, messed up. It's okay. All of y'all are messed up. I'm still messed up today. That's why I still need to be in group. I'll never forget one night we wound up just staying late. And prayer and truth was spoken and transformation came in our marriage. See, those kind of experiences are life-changing. That's why I get up here and preach with passion about John 10:10, that Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And for me, church, I discovered a depth of the life of Christ, not just coming to Sunday morning, but getting involved in a life group at Harvest Christian Fellowship. And I earnestly desire every one of you to experience what I have so freely experienced for 23 years. Will you stand with me? Jesus came to give us abundant life. And I'm going to tell you what, my heart is eager for every one of you to experience that life. Do you know what it said there in the book of Acts? They were meeting in the temple and house to house. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. I pray that your heart catches on fire with passion for the lost people of Plainview and the surrounding area to get saved this semester as the Lord will use you as you come to church. As you get plugged into a life group, he will use those two simple activities to pour out his grace in your life and the lives of our community. Will you pray with me? God, I pray that you would light a passionate fire in every one of us to get connected at a deeper level. God, that we would be able by your Spirit to take away all the distractions, all the excuses and all the things that would try to keep us separated from the life you have for us in Christ. God, I pray that you would pour out grace and grace upon every person in this room, that we would find those life-giving friendships that build us up, that strengthen us, and that not only bless us, but become that blessing where day by day people are being saved. Because we're just following you, coming to church, and going to life group. Open our hearts today. Lead us and guide us today. Let your goodness be revealed in every heart this morning. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Prayer team, please come forward. Here's the invitation today. Come and receive life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life abundantly. We're here at church, and that's why every one of these prayer team members come, and they're full and overflowing. They are living the abundant life that we all long for. So you got stuff going on. You need prayer of agreement over something in your life. Maybe you have a sickness. You have financial issues. You have relationships that are broken. You just want to pray with someone. These guys are here for you. And then I ask, please, please get in one of our life groups so you can experience a deeper relationship with Christ this week. God bless you.